You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Know what's really going on with your Cleveland Browns. Get the latest information directly from the source by downloading the official Cleveland Browns mobile app for Apple and Android phones, tablets, and iPads. Stay connected to your Cleveland Browns anytime and everywhere. Sammy Watkins Pro Day today. The Clemson wide receiver put on a show as reports start to funnel in. People saying they've never seen such acceleration. The way he moves, unbelievable. Well, a man who had the pleasure of calling many big plays for Sammy Watkins, the play-by-play voice of the Clemson Tigers, Pete Yannity, joins us now. And Pete, when I watch Sammy Watkins, the acceleration, the ability to catch the football and get to top speed is unparalleled, like nothing I've ever seen before. Is that, in your mind, the biggest strength of Sammy Watkins as he heads into this draft?
Yeah, it really is. He's one of those 0 to 60 guys in a second. Just explodes. Really did a good job with yards after the catch, too, as his career progressed. But certainly a player who, he's got all the tools. He's being talked about as a top 10 pick, maybe with the combine work. And today he's gotten into the conversation of, not only one of the first five, maybe one of the first three or four.
Now, Pete, talk about what he actually did during this pro day, because he ran a really good 40 time at the combine, so that wasn't necessarily a priority for him. So break down some of the things that the NFL scouts got to see from him.
He sat on his combine 40 time, but he did all the football-related things. He really didn't do much else except for the football-related stuff, catching the ball, showing them what he could do in that respect, made some really nice catches. Thrown by his quarterback, Taj Boyd, a guy who's also trying to get himself as high in the draft as he can. And, Sammy just looked like Sammy. He's not only is he a guy who can explode, but he really has a nice ability to cut and change directions. And I think the guy that maybe didn't get as much credit in college as he probably should have, as somebody who was able to get himself open, not just run a good pattern, but also find a way to make sure he was in a place where he could catch the ball.
In this workout, one of the things that you've heard is, he's caught so many of his passes were screen passes. Almost 60% of his catches were screens. Did he get to show off running more of an NFL route tree, and how did he look on the pro day on those NFL-style routes?
Quite a few of those. Quite a few down and in, down and outs, able to show the ability, again, to make that good cut. Did a lot of that. He was a guy who was perfect for the kind of tunnel screen play that they run a lot in the Clemson offense. I know you see that a little bit, but with kind of a different philosophy in the NFL. But he's a guy who can also be a downfield guy. And keep in mind, I think he's probably the only player in the country to have two receptions this year for touchdowns of 95 yards or more. So he's a guy who showed he can certainly run the fade as well as anybody, too.
As you watched the other teams, the teams in the league, watching Sammy today, give me some observations there. Would you say the entire league was represented, or any specific situations where team reps were showing more interest than others? I've seen reports that the Lions, although they picked 10th overall, have a big love affair going with Sammy Watkins.
And I find it interesting that Jim Caldwell, their new head coach, was one of the three head coaches we counted who were there today. Rex Ryan was there, Chuck Pagano, Jim Caldwell, and maybe the Lions are thinking, maybe Matthew Stafford hasn't developed as he should because he only has one superstar receiver to throw to. Watkins would be an excellent complement to Calvin Johnson in Detroit, so maybe Detroit is considering trading up to get into position to pick Sammy, because with what he's been able to show during this offseason, I don't think he'll hang around with the 10th pick. Every team had a scout there today. There were 60 scouts in all. And, don't forget this name. He's not a first-rounder, but there's a fellow named Martavis Bryant.
Going to ask you about him next, yes.
Coming out of his career here a year early. He left after his junior year. He opened a lot of eyes because everyone knew Sammy Watkins was a three-and-done guy, but Bryant is somebody who surprised folks. But I'll tell you, 2 years from now, I won't be stunned if everyone in the league is talking about, wow, this Martavis Bryant, what a good receiver he is, because he's a 6'4 guy with big hands and great speed, and he's even a little bit, maybe a half a step faster in the 40 than Sammy is even. He just doesn't have the acceleration that Sammy has. But there's another guy, too, who I think a lot of folks were getting additional notes on today.
And he's a guy who's shown tremendous straight line speed, big receiver, can go vertical. How did he look running some more of those NFL routes, the down and ins, the down and outs, et cetera?
I really liked what he was doing vertically today. I mean, he was as impressive, I thought, as Sammy vertically. There was one time when he almost made a, think about it, and then sorry to mention this on a Cleveland broadcast, but a Vic Wertz kind of play, the Willie Mays kind of catch. He almost made one of those on a ball that was thrown literally right over the top of his head, and he pulled that in. He probably would have, you know, had as great a day as he could have wondered.
We're visiting, we're getting a nice rundown, but from Pete Yannity, who is the play-by-play voice of the Clemson Tigers. And, Pete, let's talk about Taj Boyd as well, because teams also got to look at him today. His stock had seemed much higher before this college season, and then things didn't quite go as well for him as maybe he expected or other observers expected. Where would you say his stock is now, and how are you looking at him going into this draft?
You know, I think with Taj, you know, for the bumps in the road he had this year, and when you say that, someone might look at a stat sheet and say, wow, the guy threw for, you know, over 3,500 yards, 35 touchdowns. But you're right. There were two games in particular, the two this team lost against Florida State and South Carolina, where Taj did not look good. At times, a very good Ohio State defense had some big plays, but then again, he had some huge plays in the bowl game against Ohio State.
Sure.
But I think Taj is certainly a guy who is benefiting for his place in time, because folks like Russell Wilson, like Drew Brees, who are right in that 6'1 range, you know, Taj at the combine measured just below 6'2. I think that he's maybe at the right time on the football landscape in terms of timing. He's the kind of guy, he's got the big arm. He became a really good running quarterback during his time at Clemson. You know, he's physical at 220 pounds. Oftentimes on third and four, they just ran a designed quarterback run play out of the shotgun, because he's such a load that once he lowered his shoulder on a guy, that was good for getting a yard. And again, I know it's different once you get to the league, but still, I think Taj is a guy who may go in the fourth or fifth round, but still has the smarts, is coachable, has a savvy that, if he finds the right roster, he can slide in as a number two or three guy for a year or two. Before long, suddenly, either the team that picks him or maybe someone else by way of free agency is going to say, you know, this guy's arm and his savvy are to the point where maybe he's worth the shot. So he's not going to be a first-day pick. He's probably not going to go early in the second day. May not even go on the second day. But I think he'll settle in probably fourth round, fifth round, and you know what? He can build from there. He's that kind of kid.
How was his accuracy today, since that's really been the big question about him, his ball placement, his delivery, the consistency there?
I thought Sammy Watkins said it best afterward, that he and Taj had spent 3 or 4 days getting ready for this pro day, just making sure that they had their timing from the past 3 years together. And he said, you know, when we were doing that, we were kind of just, you know, we were working hard, but we were just kind of doing our thing kind of lighthearted. He goes, today, Taj was focused. Taj was dialed in. The ball had the zip. The ball had the tight spiral. It was coming at me where I wanted it. And, you know, these scouts, one of the things they're looking at for a quarterback, they want to see the throws put above the waist and put in a certain place above the waist. And the throws that I observed, I thought Taj delivered on that most, if not all, the time.
Now, we had an informal poll today of our listeners here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, on Twitter, on the Browns website, if they'd want to go with the quarterback at number four or if they'd want to go with Sammy Watkins at number four. And it was pretty much a landslide runaway with over about 70% of the people wanting Sammy Watkins to be the Browns pick at number four over any quarterback available to them in the draft. And you talked about having Watkins paired with a guy like Calvin Johnson. I know Sammy Watkins has spoken about it in the past, but how about putting Sammy Watkins opposite Josh Gordon here in Cleveland?
Wouldn't be too bad. just from what I've observed from the Bortles fella down at Central Florida, you couldn't go wrong probably taking him, because I think he's going to be a guy who probably ends up delivering a nice career. But I'll say this, and you know, it's really unfortunate the way they've changed the rules with the kickoffs in the NFL, because Sammy Watkins would come in, and if it was still a deal where a lot of kicks were being returned these days, he'd add that extra dynamic. And you know, his last couple of years when they changed the rules on the college level, that kind of took away some of that, because, you know, the returns aren't what they are. But you'd have another Josh Cribbs and a return man, and then you'd have a guy who's a really top-shelf wide receiver who I still think is still going to even mature, because I saw a lot of physical development in Sammy Watkins these past 2 years. He looked like he grew an inch or two, it seemed. He just seemed bigger and kind of had a more of a presence about him physically this year than his previous 2 years. But you'd be fine to take him. He's kind of the piece that that a team that eventually can get it going and is winning, that's the kind of piece you need, because he's an elite talent, and it's playmakers like that that every team has, no matter. You can say all you want about the Seattle Seahawks, now they're a defense-oriented team. They've got Sammy Watkins-caliber playmakers on their offense as well, and you have to have that component too.
Pete, thank you so much for the breakdown on Sammy Watkins and also Taj Boyd, and we look forward to talking with you again down the line.
My pleasure, guys. Thanks so much. Stay warm.
All right.
Thank you.
Pete
Do Yannity. Our best.
Pete Yannity, he is the voice of the Clemson Tigers, joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. I've got an update. A lot of people have been asking us about the tweet from Gil Brandt and what it meant when he addressed the idea of Bill Parcells being hired by the Browns as a, quote,
you might have an update on this.
Consultant. So I've been trying to get to the bottom of all this, and I do have something now, and I'll tell you what it is. The story is not true. He has not been hired in any capacity by the Browns. We've actually, as an organization, reached out to Gil Brandt and others at NFL Network to just kind of straighten it out. Apparently, it's being described by the Browns, and what I'm being told here, as a miscommunication. The tweet said it was past tense. Story turned the tweet into kind of a current tense issue, so it's not the case where Bill Parcells has been hired by the Browns. That is false, and that is coming straight from the team. Just to let you know where that is and clear that up, because a lot of people have been tweeting, understandably, they're saying, wait a minute, this is new. Someone tweeted, why aren't you guys talking about Bill Parcells being hired as a courtesy consultant? Because NFL Network went down that road as him being an official ad to this organization. Not true. Not true, according to the Browns. And this is from Zach Gilbert, who is the director of communications for this football team. All right, we've got much more coming up on CBD. Vic and Nathan, ESPN 850.